Hello, and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum Ben Moshe. Hello. Today, we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman and try and understand whether the system that we live in called life, does it work according to certain unchanging laws? Because sometimes when you look at the world, you see that good people get bad things in life, bad people get good things, and we'll try to understand what's going on. Tal, lead the way. Yeah, on the previous show, we described the current situation where we don't feel that everything's working according to certain set rules, but that we are living in a system of laws called nature, which is taking care of us, and maybe our entire calculation regarding what reward and punishment is the complete opposite to what it really is. And maybe sometimes when we get a punishment, maybe it's actually a reward that's directing us in the right direction. So today we'd like to understand what are the good, correct actions that will lead us to a better place. What is a good action that will give yield a good result? It's very simple. Nature is a closed system. It's an integral system where all of its parts, still vegetative and animate, and probably also people, they are all connected together into one system. And in an integral system, the law is that every part influences all the rest of the parts, meaning every part has to really feel that it belongs to the entire system, and it's working for the benefit of the entire system, not for part of it, or for itself, or for some certain style, shape, or form, but for the entire system. And we don't understand it, and we can't discover it. But the still vegetative and animate, besides the system of human beings, exist in a closed system. And the entire universe is one integral system. And also on Earth, each and every part, no matter which part we take, if we start researching it, if we're capable of researching it, we'll find out that all the parts are interconnected in a decisive way. There's a connection between them. It's like an inner network that's hidden from us, that ties all the details together according to some special program called nature. Now the question is, what about human beings? So man is something special. On the one hand, man's body belongs to the animate level, and then probably a man's body is somehow instinctively connected to the system. And man also has a part about him called the speaking level, the Adam level. And this part is as if disconnected from the system. That part, that speaking level in a person works as if the system doesn't exist. A person has no instinctive connection to that network. And then man does what he feels like. And this form of behavior, this free kind of behavior that is not connected to the network, is called our ego. Where we, in our attitude towards the system and the entire universe, our attitude is that we're taking into consideration only what I feel that's good for me right now. Maybe in 20 years I'll think differently, but currently I'm cleaved on to the current moment in life, what I feel right now, and what I feel that I'm lacking this very instant, that's called my deficiency. If I don't feel that I'm getting what I lack, it's called a punishment. And if I get what I feel that I'm lacking, it's called a reward. And of course, if I'm disconnected from the general system, then my reward and punishment are false because I'm not connected to the entire system, and therefore I err. because I'm inside the entire system, but I don't know how to take everything into consideration. You simply don't feel right. And so I have a constant false perception of the world. But why are the reward and punishment false? Because if I feel that I'm lacking something and I got it, it's a reward. I didn't get it. It's a punishment. I have no other way to measure it. Right, but what's happening? Why aren't you happy? It's very tiring, the state that I'm constantly concerned with what will I, won't I get. This is something else. Oren asked correctly. Is it not good that this is how we are? We see that it isn't. That if we determine according to our current state what is a reward and what is a punishment and we operate accordingly, where I want to receive what I want right now and to reject what I don't want, then if I relate to things this way, I go from loss to loss. Were I to go from win to win, then you're 100% correct. But we see that we're losing more and more. The more humanity develops, whatever it adds to itself, different defense systems, according to your rules. Let's do what's good for me right now, and that's it. And what's not good, I'll reject it. But when we act this way and build different systems this way, and we learn how to succeed this way in life, this direction, this is actually our approach to life. So, no matter how much we build our life socially wise, politically wise, family wise, we develop science and medicine and everything there is, we see that we can't compensate for the damage that we get, for what we get as a negative response, that the more I develop, then as if I'm supposed to understand more and feel more. No. What develops more and more is my wrong attitude towards nature, that I become more and more distanced from being connected with it integrally. And eventually, I become so individualistic that I don't care about anything. I want to enjoy, and that's that. So eventually, we reach a state where, give me some drugs, and I don't want to think about anything. I don't want to belong to anyone, and I want to be free, and don't come with complaints, and so on and so forth. Maybe it's also harder for us to bear it, because in the past people were stronger and so on. It's very hard for us to bear the lack of immediate gratification. Yeah, also, and we discover that we're more and more interconnected with each other in this world, and it doesn't really benefit us, because in the past I thought that, yeah, the world's opening up, we discovered continents, we have international trade, but we see that all in all, as a result, we're reaching some big frustration. What I want to say, in short, is that we're developing. Our development is only about how can we exploit the system egoistically one way without taking it into consideration, and therefore our development is always negative. So on the one hand, we see that humanity can provide itself with different things in order to fulfill itself corporeally, bodily-wise, on the animate level. On the animate level, for the bodies. On the other hand, the more and more it suffers on the human, on the speaking level. And here, we're really reaching a state where we don't know what to do about ourselves. We suffer more on the psychological level. Suppose, yeah, psychological, mental. As a result of the lack of connection between us and the lack of connection with the whole of reality. So what's the turning point? At some point, we have to shift to a more integral way of living for us to achieve a good result. We have to achieve an integral state, which means what? It means that What we need is to take the entire system into consideration, to understand how does it work, how can we become integral parts in it, how to balance it, how to unite it by our actions, where we are the exceptional parts in this system, like cancerous cells, because also cancer in our body, it's a sign of cells that take only themselves into consideration and therefore put themselves to death and the body. Put the body to death and then themselves. And it's the same with us. And therefore we have to learn what to do. And actually now we're living in a very special period in human development where finally we're starting to ask why, what for, what kind of system is operating on us, how can we understand and discover the system, how can we find our place in it, and so on. Can you describe the transition from the current way that we calculate things where I'm lacking something, it's a punishment, and if I have what I want, it's a reward, to a new kind of calculation where even if I'm lacking something personally, you're saying that I can make a completely different kind of calculation which is more correct. It depends on our education. If we get an integral kind of education where we feel the system, what is a baby lacking compared to an older child? An older child, a more grown-up child, takes into consideration more details regarding his existence, mom, dad, school, other people, neighbors, and so on. And therefore, he relates differently to reality, which is also relatively limited, but in a more mature fashion. This is what we need. Without studying the system, without developing our senses in order to discover the system, we won't be able to advance. The system itself, it demands our active participation. And it's not that will perform certain actions in a blind way. I know many people that instinctively think that if I'll do good things, then I'll get a good response. True, but what good deeds? So this is what we want to find out. There are people that help other people, give different things. No, you can't decide on what it is before you know what the system is, at least a bit, where every time I extend the circle that I exist in more and more, and then in that framework, in the boundaries of that circle, in which I correctly understand, feel, and decide, I act, I operate, and not beyond that. I'd like to ask about Judaism. We know that in Judaism there is a lot of talk about reward and punishment, and there's an entire system called the Torah and Mitzvot. The Torah and the precepts, these are certain tools that were given to a person in order to know how to correctly operate in reality, that if he does what it says, then he gets a reward. If he doesn't, then he's punished. What does the Torah and Mitzvot have to do with this all? I know that people lay the tefillin before they get a medical checkup and so on. How is this related to what you said? I'm speaking only from the perspective of the wisdom of Kabbalah. The wisdom of Kabbalah says that a person consists of one big desire called the will to enjoy. And in that, he's opposite to the system that he exists in. And in order to get in touch with the system, a person has to change his desire from thinking about himself, from the egoistic desire to, let's call it, altruistic desire, which was for the benefit of the general system. And of course, that person will also enjoy being connected to the entire system and not being disconnected like he feels now. And therefore, our entire work is to invert our nature from this terrible, extreme individualism to being completely, integrally connected with the system, from one side to the other. This transition is done by the correction of a person's desire. In order to correct our desire, we have to discover that our desire isn't just one desire, but it consists of 613 parts, all of them being egoistic, and it's possible to correct these parts by a special force that's hidden in nature called light. And when we invite this force, force of bestowal, force of good, a correcting force, a scrutinizing force, when we invite it, it means that we're engaged in the Torah and mitzvot, where every time we correct another egoistic desire and another one for it to be connected with the general system, and by that light, which is called the reforming light, Ha'or Amachzir Lamutav in Hebrew, or the Torah, Torah of Light. So the wisdom of Kabbalah, when it talks about keeping the Torah and mitzvot, it's talking about the correction of the desires from the egoistic to the altruistic form, for these desires to be connected in the general system in an integral way, and then the person will become an integral part of the entire system. And then, to the extent to which he connects to the system by correcting another desire and another one, from his individualistic form to the altruistic form, then he feels the system more and more, and then that person discovers the general system of reality more and more. It means that he raises himself through the ladder of the recognition of the worlds of reality. And then, of course, throughout this entire ascent that he performs by correcting himself, by connecting himself more and more tightly to the general system, correspondingly a person feels more and understands more and becomes more corrected. That's called the revelation of the true reality to a person. And this is what the wisdom of Kabbalah gives a person. So what is the reward in this situation, and what's the punishment? Because Judaism speaks a lot about reward and punishment, reward in this life and the next. So there is a lot of talk about reward and return for good deeds. So where is the reward and punishment? A reward is anything that helps me correct another desire of the 613 desires and to connect it to the general system. And by this, from being disconnected, I become connected to the entire system. And for me, that is a reward, that by that I can be an active, beneficial part to the system itself. That's the reward. And the punishment is that I discover that I'm disconnected. I read that there are two punishments that come from the heavens. One is the punishment of death, and the other one is called karet, which means that a person's soul is being cut out from the soul of Israel or something like that. That a person is being disconnected from the general system, that's called karet. And death, what is that? There are four kinds of death. There are many things about it, because man, besides of his 613 desires, in each and every desire, he has degrees of coarseness, degrees of ego. And therefore, besides being connected to the system, he also has to connect to the system in these four degrees in each and every desire. And why does the system put a person to death? No, we have to see what are we talking about here, because the death penalty, it's regarding the egoistic system. It's like a person who, God forbid, has cancer and he undergoes radiation therapy, so the tumor is put to death. So the death penalty is to the tumor. There are no such penalties to the general system. This applies only to the egoistic system. So the entire matter of reward and punishment actually relates to a person's ego. and only. And when that person dies, or maybe gets some blow to his pride or something, maybe we experience it as the death penalty, but actually it's what you previously described, that it gives life to our integral part. I want to understand the picture. You're saying that we can divide the person into two different layers. The one is his egoistic attitude towards reality, and the other, higher, more advanced layer, is the integral attitude that he has to develop towards the whole of reality. So on the lower level, a person is directed for his own benefit, what he naturally feels, which is his tendency to benefit himself even when it's at the expense of others. Of course, that's the lower level. And a person has to build a higher level where he is connected to others in a good way. This is how the two levels work? Yes. Because a person starts feeling that when he is connected with others in a good way, that's life for him. He's not sacrificing anything. So meaning a person simply feels that he's connected with everyone, and as a result of this feeling of connection with everyone, he wants to benefit everyone. Yeah, naturally, it's not that he does something against his nature. So these two levels are a result of the feeling of who I am. Do I, Oren, do my boundaries end here? And then you and Tal, you're all outside of me. And then you're simply a means to fulfill myself. Or I feel that I'm connected to you like I'm connected to my children, and then to benefit you is the same as benefiting my children. Are these the two levels? Yes. Okay, now, there's a person, he has this natural level called the ego, and the other level that he has to develop that's called the human level. Now, something happens in life. A person can interpret it as a positive feedback, as a reward from the system that he's living in, or he can look at it as a negative feedback. Now, something happens to a person. Does he interpret this something differently on each of the levels? God forbid something bad happens. It's felt differently on each of the levels? Of course, what I interpret as something bad egoistically, in the altruistic form, I decipher it as something good. Can you give an example? Anything. You give an example. God forbid something bad happens to the children. Here, you're bringing in very strong emotions of yours, and therefore it's hard to say. But the truth is that there is nothing bad in the world. This is what you discover on a higher level. There is nothing bad in the world. But since you're looking at it in terms of, this my life, these are my children, this me, so it's impossible to explain things this way. If you look at it through the general system, then there's no life and death. There's no reward and punishment on the corporeal level. The entire calculation is a general calculation. The entire system is an eternal, whole, complete system. And then there is no death, life, no such thing. So part of the cells in the body die. Every second, you know how many cells die in a body? Millions of cells in the body die and change. We're all the time shedding off these cells. They come out of us from the inside, from the outside, dead cells, and instead of them come new cells. But to see the general system, when you see it, then the reward and punishment for you, it comes on a completely different level. A person has to be disconnected from his emotions. Yeah? Turns out that that's how it is. But wait a second, I don't understand. You have a little baby? Yes. Your baby cries sometimes? Yes. The baby wants something from you and you don't give it to him? Yes. So you're a good mother or a bad mother? So you can compare. On each level, we have a different kind of reward and punishment. I see that reward and punishment is something very complicated, and our time's almost up. So maybe I'd like to ask a final question. Reward and punishment is the feedback from the system that I understand, that we can understand it on different levels in accordance with the measure that you use. I want to put this aside a second. What I want is that from the moment we finish this talk, I want to only get rewards from the system. What are the good actions that I can do in order to get the best possible feedback from the system? The only action that you can really become included in, integrate yourself in, and succeed, is to find people that are already doing it, to become included with them, and then together with them, you learn how to integrate in the physical system and the spiritual system. I found you. Thank God. Now tell me, what is the biggest secret of life? What is the best thing that I can do in order to get a positive feedback from the system? It's very simple. You know what the great rule of the Torah is? Love another as thyself. Love another as thyself. And what does it have to do with the whole plot? Because that's all there is. It means that you are included in the entire system in an integral way. That's called love another as thyself. You're included in the entire system in a complete way, and then for sure any system that works on you works in a positive way. And if someone shouted at me, I felt shame, then you have to understand that he is still an uncorrected part in the system, and you have to work in a way that you'll help him to correct himself. Our time's up in 20 seconds. I can't add anything besides love another as thyself. And the system, it operates according to one law called none else besides him, which means that the system is whole and complete, and its parts are active only according to love another as thyself. And if we want to become included in this system, we have to achieve love. If the way I decipher the reward and punishment and the feedback that I get from the system doesn't coincide with the rule of love another as thyself, you said, take this rule. It's all you need. It's all meant in order to direct you at this rule. And if I see that I'm getting feedback that is opposite to what I'm supposed to get, as if, go along with this rule above your reason, and then you will achieve a higher reason. We'll get back to this and talk about this some more. Thank you very much, Dr. Lightman. He doesn't want this reward. Okay, good luck. Thank you very much. Thank you, Tal. Thanks for being with us. Till next time, all the best.